Okay, Rob Collar, before we start talking racing this weekend at Snetterton after a bit of a break in the British Touring Car Championship, I'm hoping that you're going to tell me that you were able to get away and have some kind of a holiday.
Yes, didn't have much of a holiday. I managed to get 4 days in Mallorca, which is very nice. So came back from there on Monday and, yeah, feel relaxed, feel happy, feel confident. So, yeah, can't wait for Snetterton to start.
Yeah, so you should do, shouldn't you? Second in the championship, as I just said off mic. You must be raring to get going again, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can't wait to get into a touring car, no matter what time of the season it is, you know, whether it's the start, the middle, or the end. So they're such exciting cars to drive. I just can't wait to get back behind the wheel and, you know, really, really, really push and show everybody that we're going to stay at the top of the sharp end of the championship.
Yeah, I see you're in a good position, you and your teammate, as it stands. I mean, you know it's tight and anything can happen, as you would know over any race weekend, but a good position for you to be in, Robert, at the halfway break.
Yeah, it's the highest I've been in the championship since I started, and you know, Snetterton's never been a favourable track of mine. We've always had a few issues here, especially like last year when my teammate Sam ran into the back of me at turn one, which absolutely ruined the weekend. But going forward, you know, we tested here and we've done 2 days tyre testing here with everybody, and we didn't top the timesheets by any means, but we felt we were quite comfortable where the car was and it looked after its tyre as well. So that again gives us good confidence, and I don't expect to be in the top six in qualifying, which I very rarely ever am, but carrying weight around here does create a lot of a big penalty for us in the BMW. So, you know, if we can maybe qualify 10th or 12th, I'll be actually quite happy with that performance. And then I think we've got a very good race car.
But you've seen how the season is panning out, Rob. No one's really kind of streaking ahead. Two wins is the maximum that anyone has, and you've got that as well. It's going to be about consistency in this second half of the season. And the rubbish weekend you said about with Sam last season, they're the kind of weekends you don't need. You know, if you come 6th, 7th, 8th this weekend, you're still going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had some very big high point scoring weekends and some quite low ones at Alton Park where we didn't score many points. But, you know, the car's good no matter where we seem to go at the moment. Yeah. And, you know,
look good, doesn't it?
I think the car looks good, it feels good, and from a driving point of view, it's reacting to everything we want it to do. So I think it'd be very hard to maximise the pace out of the car in qualifying, because the BMW's not that strong in qualifying. However, I feel, yeah, if we can be top 10 or 12 in quali, I know we've got a good race car, and I'm pretty sure over the three races we can definitely be there, and hopefully look at race three reverse grid for a definite podium.
I know you'd love to be on pole, but you don't mind coming back through the field, do you? You've shown some good examples already so far this season.
Yeah, I
enjoy that kind of racing, don't you?
I do enjoy that style of racing. I don't do it on purpose, trust me. If I could get on pole,
I would, wouldn't you?
I seem to have lost all my qualifying form over the last couple of 3 years, which is bizarre because I don't know what it is.
Well, you should say maybe the car again, that doesn't help at the same time.
Well, it's amazing when I can go and hit
a bit of both.
Yeah, but it's bizarre when I go and hit fastest laps during the races quite often, and like I say, catch and overtake a lot of people. And I think it's just, I seem to set the car up now for race days rather than Saturday pure pacing qualifying, and I need to get my head around what we've got to change in the qualifying. That's what me and my engineer have been working hard at. We've had quite long debates over the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks about what we can do for qualifying to excite the car a little bit more and put a little bit more pace in it on a Saturday, and then it might make my day a bit easier on Sunday.
Okay, well, leave you with that final question. Your approach to that second half of the season, like I say, if you can get that qualifying right and not have to make such an effort in maybe race one or whatever race it is to get back through the field, Rob, where you're currently sitting in the championship, we shouldn't see that change too much, or it could get even better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're here like playing the long game. You know, we want to try and obviously win the championship or be top three in the championship. That would be a fantastic thing for me and for the team, obviously. Points make prizes, and that's what we've got to remember. And predominantly over the race weekends, I do make good point scores, and you know, we're going, as much as Snetterton's not been that kind, we're now going to Knockhill, which has been one of my kindest circuits. Yeah. I think I'm the second most highest person
point scorer
there in race wins. So, you know, let's bring it on. And then we've got Rockingham, and then we've got Silverstone and Brands GP, and I love Brands
GP. It will
GP,
go so quickly, doesn't it? But let's make Snetterton a good weekend. Why not? I mean, you know, it's been such a topsy-turvy season.
It is, and when you look at touring car, you know, it is the most competitive championship in British, well, in European motorsport at the moment. And, you know, if you are slightly off the calibre of the cars and the drivers, you know, there's been 10 different winners already this season. You know, Plato's going to be knocking on the door for a win as well. So that's another one you can more or less guarantee is going to happen very soon. It's going to be a very strong end to the season, and I think fireworks are definitely going to
an exciting one.
It's going to be exciting. There definitely will be fireworks.
And you'll be part of it.
And I'll be definitely in there. I'll be the one who'll be igniting the fireworks.
I know that you will, Rob. Have a super weekend here at Snetterton.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Goodbye,
Cheers, Rob.
Bye bye.